And God the Father smiles upon his Son, his one creation and his only joy. And as we look upon the world forgiven, it's he who calls to us and comes to take us home.
Miracles, Concepts to Christ, with Ezra.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of A Course in Miracles Chanting. My name is Ezra. God bless you and bless us together as we are on this journey of no distance to awakening. Awakening from a sleep that never was. Hallelujah. We are healed and can heal. We are saved and can save. So this chant is called There Is No Gap. It is, in fact, the first chant that I have made based on what I have felt to be helpful, most helpful for myself at this time, of the thoughts that I want to be repeating in my head, in my mind, as I go through my day every day. And so I have found these thoughts in A Course in Miracles and sort of built the chant around the thoughts. What I've ended up with are these words, which all appear in A Course in Miracles. There is no gap. The Son of God is one. There is no gap. The Son of God is one. Time is illusion. Christ is all there is. Space is illusion. Christ is all there is. Time and space are one illusion. And then I repeat, there is no gap. The Son of God is one. And later go to pain is illusion. Christ is all there is. All sickness is illusion. Christ is all there is. I am not a body. I am free. Repeating again, there is no gap. The Son of God is one. Then fear is illusion. Christ is all there is. Death is illusion. Christ is all there is. I am still as God created me. Then Christ is the proof that the ego never was and can never be. Amen. So, the idea of this chant came from there is no gap, and how the idea of the small gap, the little gap, is repeated in A Course in Miracles. Jesus is teaching us about this gap that we believe in that is not true. And that had not been a clear concept for me, so I went into it. What is this gap? And it's simply separation. It's just referring to any perceived space between things, perceived space between myself and a brother, a perceived space between myself and God, a perceived space in time, past, being separated from present, being separated from future. So the answer to this gap is unity, oneness, wholeness, the fact that we are the united, single Son of God, and there is no time in the Son of God, in ourself, in who we are, in reality. There is no time, therefore it's illusion. There is no space within reality, therefore it's illusion. And then going into what else Jesus tells us is illusion in the Course, and there is no pain, it is illusion, and there is no sickness, all sickness is illusion. Then there is no fear. Fear is illusion. Death is illusion. Christ is all there is. So this is bringing us into the one mind of Christ, just knowing more and more deeply Christ is all there is. It is myself. It is our one united self. And it's all there is. So we do need to look at what we have been believing in and forgive it. So we have definitely been believing in time and space. And so to look at it, to name it, and feel this and contemplate it to the point of realizing it, that yes, I have believed in time, a past and a future, and it is completely illusory. And Christ, this awake life, this light of awareness, this truth, this spirit, this one unified spirit is all there is. This world is not. Time is not. Space is not. And in space, there is no gap. There are no separate things. Anything I'm perceiving of different things is not true. There is no space. There is no gap. There are no separated objects. Christ is all there is. This is the light of my mind. This is my true self. And then going to pain is illusion. I'm sure we've all believed in pain. So any pain I might be feeling in my body, in my mind, in my heart, any pain, I can notice it, recognize it, and deny its reality. I can say this is illusion. Any pain is included in complete illusion, mirage, hallucination, nothing to do with the Christ, which is all there is. Hallelujah. And all sickness in myself and others, all sickness is illusion. I can recognize the belief in sickness. I can see my perception of sickness and see that it is not real. It's included in this illusion of the ego. Christ is all there is. And then fear. Hallelujah. Fear is illusion. So if I'm ever worried about something, that experience is illusory. If I'm worried, if I'm impatient, if I'm downright scared, if I'm fearful in any way, even the slightest hint of fear or the greatest terror, it is all illusory. So it's something that's being perceived in my mind that is not true. It's an ego drama in my mind. It could be described as the devil trying to hook me, trying to get my decision-making mind to choose it, to choose the ego. It's not a real thing. All the fear that I could experience is not a real thing. It's not true. I can literally look at it and let it go and go back to Christ is all there is. The only truth, the only reality is Christ. It's so simple. It's only Christ. So anything else that is not Christ is simply not true. And it's for me to be able to understand deeply enough that it's not true that I can look at it and let it go and be inspired and motivated enough to know that returning my mind to Christ every time is what I want. It is what I want. And the last illusion that is spoken of in this chant is death. Death is illusion. Christ is all there is. So this belief in death of any kind, and I love how the Course, Jesus talks about any little sigh, any hint of disappointment is death. So anything less than the perfect joy of God is death, which is illusion. Any of those feelings, I can let them go. They are not true. They are not real. Christ is all there is. And then added in this chant is, I am not a body. I am free. So believing in myself as a separate person, I'm believing in a gap between myself and my brother. In believing in time, I am believing in the story. And so it's so connected with the body. And as I say, I am not a body. I am free. I am this Christ. I am this holy, free, eternally free spirit that has nothing to do with form of any kind. And so I am not a body. I am free. And then tagged into the next verse is, I am still as God created me. This is the Christ. I am still this Christ. So really understanding more and more clearly what I am as the Christ. It is this invisible, ever-present spirit that is all that is here. It is the only thing that is here. It is God, one with God, God Christ is all that there is. Heaven is all that there is. So letting every single thing go, time, space, pain, sickness, fear, death, letting all of that go. And the chant finishes with, or the cycle finishes with, Christ is the proof that the ego never was and can never be. And again, as we understand more and more clearly what this ego is, being everything in time and space and form, it never was and never can be. Amen. So I can truly know this Christ is all there is. Repeatedly, just repeatedly coming back to the Christ in my mind and letting everything go. The entire ego and the ego's world, every ego thought, every ego feeling, every ego concept of being separate, never was, and it can never be. And as we experience more and more this Christ presence, this reality, then it's more and more clear. It's the proof. This proves nothing else is true. So I will read quotes from the Course, some of which are the lines that I have taken to make this chant. I won't give the references. Everything is easily findable in searchable ACIM with a number of platforms that offer that. So I'll just read. The Holy Spirit's function is to take the broken picture of the Son of God and put the pieces into place again. This holy picture, healed entirely, does he hold out to every separate piece that thinks it is a picture in itself. To each he offers his identity, which the whole picture represents, instead of just a little broken bit that he insisted was himself. And when he sees this picture, he will recognize himself. If you share not your brother's evil dream, this is the picture that the miracle will place within the little gap, left clean of all the seeds of sickness and of sin. And here the Father will receive his Son, because his Son was gracious to himself, which is to his brother. In all of this, the final answer comes down to loving your brother, seeing your brother as yourself, seeing your brother as the Christ, one with you as the Christ. Really, practically even turning it into kindness, kindness to your brother, helping your brother, being helpful, forgiving your brother. And that is all based on the understanding of the truth that there is no gap between myself and my brother, between myself and my father. I'll continue reading. I thank you, Father, knowing you will come to close each little gap that lies between the broken pieces of your holy Son. Your holiness, complete and perfect, lies in every one of them, and they are joined because what is in one is in them all. How holy is the smallest grain of sand when it is recognized as being part of the completed picture of God's Son! The forms the broken pieces seem to take mean nothing, for the whole is in each one, and every aspect of the Son of God is just the same as every other part. Join not your brother's dreams, but join with him, and where you join his Son, the Father is. Another quote, whoever says, there is no gap between my mind and yours, has kept God's promise. And I will just read a bunch of quotes back to back. There is no gap that separates the truth from dreams and from illusions. Truth has left no room for them in any place or time, for it fills every place and every time and makes them wholly indivisible. And yet, between your minds, there is no gap. To join his dreams is thus to meet him not, because his dreams would separate from you. Therefore release him merely by your claim on brotherhood and not on dreams of fear. Let him acknowledge who he is by not supporting his illusions by your faith. For if you do, you will have faith in yours. With faith in yours, he will not be released, and you are kept in bondage to his dreams. And dreams of fear will haunt the little gap, inhabited but by illusions, which you have supported in your brother's mind. The Holy Spirit is in both your minds, and he is one because there is no gap that separates his oneness from itself. The gap between your bodies matters not, for what is joined in him is always one. Would you know that nothing stands between you and your brother? Would you know there is no gap behind which you can hide? There is a shock that comes to those who learn their Savior is their enemy no more. There is a wariness that is aroused by learning that the body is not real, and there are overtones of seeming fear around the happy message, God is love. So that's when we're getting closer and seeing the body's not real. And of course, we've believed so long that the body is real and so important, and it's our identity. And the message, God is love, there's fear. Realizing more deeply that we're not abandoned. There's nothing we need to do to return to God. God has loved us all the time. And we're running around doing so many things, trying to achieve so many things with no need to. God is love and still is love, and we are loved. Everything we want is now. We can simply accept it. All the stuff we've been doing is meaningless. God is love and still is love. And some more quotes. Behold, the Son of God is one in us, and we can reach our Father's love through him. We have covered the illusion of time already. For time and space are one illusion. The world is an illusion. He finds it is only a matter of time, and time is but an illusion. Time is the great illusion. Christ is now. You have sinned in the past, but there is no past. There is no past or future, and the idea of birth in a body has no meaning, either once or many times. There is no death. The Son of God is free. You live by symbols. You have made up names for everything you see. Each one becomes a separate entity, identified by its own name. By this you carve it out of unity. By this you designate its special attributes and set it off from other things by emphasizing space surrounding it. This space you lay between all things to which you give a different name, all happenings in terms of place and time, all bodies which are greeted by a name. This space you see as setting off all things from one another is the means by which the world's perception is achieved. You see something where nothing is, and see as well nothing where there is unity. A space between all things and you. Thus do you think that you have given life in separation. By this split, you think you are established as a unity which functions with an independent will. The one remaining problem that you have is that you see an interval between the time when you forgive and will receive the benefits of trusting in your brother. This but reflects the little you would keep between you and your brother, that you and he might be a little separate. For time and space are one illusion, which takes different forms. If it has been projected beyond your mind, you think of it as time. the nearer it is brought to where it is, the more you think of it in terms of space. The sight of Christ is all there is to see. The song of Christ is all there is to hear. The hand of Christ is all there is to hold. This is the day when it is given you to realize the lesson that contains all of salvation's power. It is this: pain is illusion, joy reality. Pain is but sleep, joy is awakening. Pain is deception, joy alone is truth. There can be no order of difficulty in healing merely because all sickness is illusion. His love remains the only thing there is. Fear is illusion, for you are like him. There is no will except the will of love. Fear is a dream and has no will that can conflict with yours. Conflict is sleep and peace awakening. Death is illusion. Life, eternal truth. Christ is the proof that the ego never was and can never be. And a final quote. And so again, we make the only choice that ever can be made. We choose between illusions and the truth, or pain and joy, or hell and heaven. Let our gratitude unto our teacher fill our hearts, as we are free to choose our joy instead of pain, our holiness in place of sin, the peace of God instead of conflict, and the light of heaven for the darkness of the world. Amen. I leave that with you. Enjoy this chant, blessings in this chant. May you come into the highest realization of Christ as who you are, Christ as who I am, and that each illusion that we have believed in can be seen, and seen for what it is, not true. That we can go through all of these fundamental aspects of our life that are illusory and let them go. Let time go, space. Let pain go, all sickness. Let fear go, all death. And with that, letting every drop of guilt and the belief in guilt go, that we may return to God with empty hands and open mind and simply be received. Amen. I am the Christ, the Holy Son of God, eternally, unchangeably so. Bless you in this chant. Amen.